This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, March 23rd. Well, we have a lot of reasons to be optimistic. I have over 100 stocks on my screen. These are the stocks, obviously, we have under management and my family owns. And all but six are up today. And that's a very broad-based rally, extremely broad-based, when we're going up over 10 to 1. The other thing is the Commerce Department announced today that new home sales rose for the third month in a row, and the backlog of new homes for sale continues to rise, so that's good. In fact, that's the backlogs are the highest since March a year ago. So we're getting back to normal, folks. Just to step back and talk about what happened. So in February, we had a spike in interest rates. That spike was caused by, in my opinion, an inflated January payroll report, a very strong January retail sales report, and then that inverted the yield curve more. That caused more stress with financial institutions. Obviously, that was a problem. But then as the central banks intervened, interest rates collapsed, and now we have low rates, and now the Fed yesterday admitted that they are not going to be raising at their next meeting. Technically, they could still raise a quarter point one more time, but essentially the Fed is done raising rates. The other thing is, we look at the economic data, we really, really do want it to be real, okay? CPI has remained inflated because of owner's equivalent rent. It's not reflecting that medium home prices are falling, that rents are falling. So eventually the data's got to get right, be correct, because it hasn't been correct for, in my opinion, for several months, based on all the private economists that I subscribe to. So so I'm very optimistic here that that the market's having a nice relief rally because the uncertainty of the Fed is now gone. Now, there was a little glitch yesterday because when Chairman Powell was being dovish at his press conference, Janet Yellen was testifying in front of Congress and implied that they hadn't made up their mind on how much they're going to protect deposits at banks by. That's not true. I'm an ex-banking analyst. They won't let anybody lose money in banks, no matter what the amount, because it will destroy the dollar. It'll cause gold to skyrocket. It'll cause crypto to skyrocket. If you really want to screw up America, let the banks default, okay? That won't happen, okay? So Janet Yellen misspoke yesterday, okay? She's not as powerful as somebody named Jamie Dimon, who's the head of J.P. Morgan, and he's made it very clear that he doesn't want any bank to default. He came to the rescue of First Republic Bank, and he wants to ensure that the U.S. banking community has a very good reputation. So that's why we had a little glitch yesterday. But I really do like the fact that our stocks are prospering now in quarter and window dressing. Obviously, you've seen energy prices rise this week. That's just because spring showed up. This has been going on every year I've been alive. You know, the oil demand goes up in the spring. So whoever was bearish on oil has made a mistake. Okay. And so we're going to have we're going to profit from energy. We're going to profit from shipping. Commerce is picking up. What we call the velocity of money is picking up, and even the housing industry is going to do better because mortgage rates have fallen for five straight weeks, and I bet they're going to fall next week too. And that gets mortgage rates down, which gets activity up. Now, near term, I would want to add there is an 8.2 month inventory of new homes for sale. That's a lot, so prices will have to be discounted. But otherwise, you know, it's just time to be happy. March is a seasonally strong month. The second half of March is better than the first half. This is what you're seeing. Then we'll go into April, first week, so-so. But as we get closer to earnings announcement season, it'll be good. Now, the first round of earnings in April are going to be financials. We don't own financials, so you might ignore that week. But come the third week of April on to the third week of May, it's going to be our time, and we're going to really shine. So I want you to enjoy the rebound. I want you to be as invested as you're comfortable with. But as far as I'm concerned, it's lock and load time now. We are getting a little overbought near term, so don't worry about if we have to back and fill in the upcoming days. But the tone of this market is excellent. You know, we don't go up 10% a week very often, but that's what's happening this week. So that's it. Celine Avelier. I'll keep updating this podcast during fast market conditions. And the bottom line is, don't worry, be happy, because what we do is working, and you can just see it in all the buying pressure under the surface and quarter and window dressing. Take care, everybody. It's Celine Avelier.